Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Back in June, the city of Sacramento put a call out for artists to participate in the Creative Growth Arts Program. We talked about it right here on Insight. Around 200 artists are receiving monthly financial support to pursue and advance their careers. Those grants have now been awarded, and we're going to follow up on what that means for the creatives who've been selected. Plus, the visual arts are in the spotlight this month with a variety of shows planned throughout the region. So we're going to learn more about all of that in this month's Arts Talk. Arts advocate Veronica Rodriguez is back with more news from the region's art scene, as well as some tips on what to see and do this month. Welcome back, Veronica.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So we discussed back in June how the City of Sacramento's Office of Arts and Culture, they really focused and honed in on how supporting the arts community and how to do it by offering a pretty substantial monthly stipend for its new fellowship program. So what is the status now? Because we actually know who was chosen.
Yes. So it's a very exciting time for 200 artists that live and work in the Central City. The Office of Arts and Culture, that's the city entity responsible for all creative economic elements, including the grant making, the educational program, art in public places, and the Sacramento Film and Media Department. So in June, they released the Creative Grant Fellowship, and that program offered an $850 monthly stipend for 12 months. And in that application cycle, there was over 880 eligible applications.
Wow.
That's pretty substantial. That's a lot of applications. Very competitive, which also shows how many artists live in Sacramento, just in the Central City. So a lot of outreach they did. They did a lot of grant review workshops, technical assistance, and it shows that it paid off and that the artists appreciate it. So kudos to that office team. But the submissions were reviewed by an independent panel process. All the panelists were very diverse in expertise and perspectives. Then they took all the top scoring applications, and those were then entered into a lottery process where 200 of those eligible artists were randomly chosen. So the funding period starts this month and it ends next year in August.
Oh, wow.
And now there's 200 artists in our city that could dedicate more time into honing in their craft. Not a small feat.
What essentially is the money supposed to be used for? Is it restrictive in any way?
No, it's unrestricted funds from what I've read, right? So it's unrestricted funds. So it's for living, right? Helping pay rent, the car bill, groceries. It's to subsidize them living so that they can truly create, right? Have the mental space and the mental freedom to think outside the box that they usually have to focus on of they got to pay the bills, they got to do this, they got to make so much money, they got to sell so many paintings, so many tickets. So it's to give them that mental freedom to create even bigger.
Yeah. I know it's only been a couple weeks, not even 2 weeks, since this really kicked off. Do you know some of the artists who have received this fellowship?
Actually, it's a really great mix of emerging artists, established artists, visual, performing, designers, crafts. There were some familiar names in there, but a lot are like, okay, these are kind of up and coming. They're really focusing on everybody. So it wasn't just all the same artists that you would see at every art show. It was a really diverse mix of artists. And like I said, there's 200, so there's a lot of people to know out there.
Well, that's amazing. Something for everyone, a wide range in experience as well as creative expression. So as you mentioned, the fellowship runs 1 year. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, when it ends next fall, how do you think it'll be different about how we as residents experience art in the city of Sacramento, if you had a crystal ball?
Oh, that's a great question. I would love to see more activation events, underground concerts, high-end couture fashion shows, just something different. You know, there's nobody knows because we've never done it before. And that's kind of the fun, exciting part. So I'd love to see more business collaborations, more support in the smaller neighborhoods. I think anything's up. And I think, you know, I'd love to see our artists go out internationally more, go outside of the Sacramento area. I'd love to see those highlights come out, too.
It's like a blank canvas.
Yeah, it's an absolutely blank canvas.
So let's get to some fun events planned for September. And this is pretty awesome. I've actually taken this in multiple times. It is SAC Open Studios. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it if someone hasn't done it before.
Oh, okay. It's great. So it's the 20th anniversary. It's totally free and it's presented by Verge Center of the Arts. And it's kicking off this weekend, September 13th and 14th. And it's also hosted next weekend, the 20th and 21st. So this is the time there's over 260 local artists who will be opening their studios across Sacramento and Yolo counties. And you may think that aren't galleries always open, studios always open? No, they're not. So they're not just galleries or studios on the main street. Some of them are homes. Some of them are emerging, pulling collective of artists to go show at a different spot. So it's kind of a mixed bag of where you can go, but it's a great event. It's held every year. A central piece of it is this self-guided tour that spans across the county, West Sacramento, Davis, Woodland, and all the open studios are listed on their website, but they're also printed in their guide. And their guide is really substantial. It's quite beautiful, in fact. And it's the most comprehensive guide and of galleries, of studios, and artists that there is out there. So even just getting one of those guides is a treat. Some of the highlights of the studio tours are Gallery 25 and The Hive in Woodland are going to be open. So it's branching out. It's not just downtown. It's also at the Mill Station Arts and Cultural Center in Rancho Cordova. And you could find out what is working in your neighborhood or your part of the town at their website, because they have a directory map that has the arrows, all the locations. It's really a great map.
That is amazing. My first time, I actually stumbled into it. I was going for a walk around my neighborhood, and there was an open studio, and it was inside someone's home, and yes. I was able to buy a piece of artwork. It was just one of those, I don't know, the like charming experiences yes. of Sacramento, being able to kind of stumble into something like this. It's really special.
And it is.
And it's free.
It's free. And the only thing you have to really worry about is if you're buying a piece of art. And that's kind of the fun of it, too, is you're buying a piece of artwork from the artist in their studio. And those are the type of art stories you want yeah. as you collect your artwork.
Could be a neighbor.
Absolutely.
So it's also Second Saturday Art Walk. It's this weekend and an anchoring point for the arts community. There's opportunities every month to participate. But for this month in September, what are you looking forward to?
Okay, one gallery that has been a constant on the Art Walk for many years, they have a monumental exhibit this weekend. The B. Sacatagaro Gallery in Midtown is featuring the acclaimed artist William Ishmael. So he is also a Sacramento icon. I mean, he sells pieces around the world. He's having a solo exhibit called Everything Has Led to This Moment. And if you know William, he's also a huge arts advocate, a huge mentor to so many artists, and he constantly is opening doors for other artists. And I've had the opportunity to know him for many years. He's mentored my brother, Rafael Delgado, for years. And so I see how he's constantly opening doors for other people all the time. And he does it completely just because that's his nature, to support others. But he's also really a terrific artist. His body of work was inspired by a recent trip to Iceland. And his works are composed of ceramics, of steel plates, and they're inspired by kind of weather and nature and an urban environment. So I'm really looking forward to it. There will be an artist talk on Saturday, September 13th at 2:30. I'd be prepared for standing room only because,
wow, okay.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he had a sold out show. His works are really quite incredible. But he has a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. at the B. Sacatagaro Gallery in Midtown.
Wonderful. So mm-hmm. between Sac Open Studios, Second Saturday, there's certainly a lot to mm-hmm. see that can work up an appetite,
oh, yeah.
burn some calories. Where do you chow down between these exhibits?
I know, right? There's so many things still happening. So the following weekend, you can get ready to have Sacramento's ultimate taco takeover at Sacramento Taco Fest.
Fun.
And that's on Del Paso Boulevard. This festival has really had a revival of energy. It's bringing together the region's best taco makers, taco trucks, and homegrown favorites. And there's been a voting period for the best tacos. And then on Saturday, September 20th, the festival will have a final showdown at the Taco Festival. And you can enjoy the tacos from the finalists. There's live music, activities, and then, of course, the crowning of the Sacramento Taco Champion. So this event takes place on Del Paso Boulevard and Arden, where they'll close down the streets. It's an evening event from 4 to 9 p.m., and tickets are $12. So you can find out more at sactacofest.com or the Sacramento Taco Festival at Facebook.
I am so interested in learning who is the taco champion.
Right?
That's a tough one.
It is. It is. I mean, you think of all the quick tacos you have, and then there's the gourmet ones, and which one's better?
How do you choose?
It's
like, you know, a good street taco. Mm-hmm. That's good, with some al pastor. Okay. So the weather has been great, mm-hmm. and it's perfect for festivals. There is one that is pretty quirky. I have been to this myself. It is the Fair Oaks Chicken Festival. So that's also happening this month, too.
Yes. Well, if you've been to Fair Oaks, Old Fair Oaks, you know we love chickens. And you know that chickens run the town in Old Fair Oaks. They really walk around like they own the roost, if you will. So the 20th annual Fair Oaks Chicken Festival is on Saturday, September 20th as well. And that's 12 to 6 at Fair Oaks Park. And the entire park is dedicated to a free family festival with live music, kids entertainment, lots of food truck, community booths, and of course, lots of chicken-themed games and activities.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. I went last year. Finally, we only got, you know, about a minute left, 30 seconds or so. One more festival mm-hmm. for all of us to geek out on. What is happening at CrockerCon?
So on Sunday of that weekend, September 21st from 10 to 4, Crocker Art Museum turns into CrockerCon. And of course, that's a Comic-Con-inspired family festival showcase. And there's just tons of comic books. There's over 60 exhibitors, comic book creators. And of course, there's going to be workshops, art making, community Lego building, video game demonstrations, and so much more. The Crocker Art Museum really has this dialed down. This has become a fan favorite for everybody.
And it's free.
It's free. And of course, you can dress up in your favorite comic-inspired outfit.
So much to do, so little time. Mm-hmm. Veronica, as always, thank you for stopping by.
Oh, thanks for supporting the Sacramento Arts and Culture.
Yeah, it's easy to. That is local arts advocate Veronica Rodriguez, back with this month's Arts Talk, updating us on the latest from Sacramento's arts scene and tips on things to see and do this month. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We're going to catch you right back here on Monday. Have a good one.